5 bell. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A 5-alarm fire. 5 bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's go! Let's go! Firefighters!
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire.
In just a minute, we'll join the Collinses at their dinner table, where Jimmy and Trudy are excitedly talking over their plans to visit the old Wilcox mansion in the hope of getting Mrs. Wilcox to donate some antiques for the Junior Firefighters Antique Fair. There's a startling adventure in store for them. But before we learn about it, here's a message for you. Let's go, firefighters! Let's go to the Collins home, where Jimmy and Trudy Collins are discussing the antique fair, which the Firefighters Brigade are going to hold to raise money for the organization. The big question now is, where to get donations of old furniture and other antique objects to sell at the fair? As they finish their evening meal, Mother Collins comes up with an idea.
Well, if you want some real antiques, I think I know just the place to go.
Gee, where, Mom? We've got to have something really good and old so people will want to come to the sale.
Well, I don't know, but I understand that Mrs. Wilcox up on Signal Hill has a house full of antiques. If you could persuade her to donate something.
Oh, Mrs. Wilcox? You mean the lady who lives alone in that big house? Gee, I'd be afraid to ask her.
Yeah, I hear she's funny. Doesn't like kids. Chases them off the place when they come around.
Oh, I don't think she's that way. She is a little odd from living alone. But she comes from an old, respectable family in town. I'm sure she'd be courteous to you if you went up there and asked her nicely.
Oh, gee, that old house. Well, it looks so spooky just to walk by it. I don't think I want to go there.
But if she would give us something for the sale, well, Mom, do you think she might?
Well, I think she might. She's a lonely old lady. Despite what folks say about her being mean, I'll bet she'd be happy to talk to you. When you explained about the sale, I think she'd be glad to help.
Well, that settles it, then. If Mrs. Wilcox will come through with some antiques, Trudy, we're going up to see her.
Oh, but Jimmy, aren't you scared? Only the other day, some kids were playing in her yard, and she came out with a stick and chased them off.
Well, they were probably making a nuisance of themselves. Now, I'll tell you what I'll do. If you want to go over this evening, I'll phone Mrs. Wilcox before you go and explain everything.
Would you, Mom? Well, that'll be swell. Then there won't be any trouble.
I'll go phone right away. Meanwhile, you children clear off the table.
Okay, Mom. But still, I don't know about going...
Oh, what you afraid of, Trudy? Mom will call and fix everything up, and then she'll be expecting us. Gee, girls are always afraid of something.
Oh, they aren't either. Yet you're afraid, too, only you don't want to admit it.
Who's afraid? She's just an old lady. What can she do?
I don't know, but what about the house?
What do you mean?
Well, it's supposed to be haunted, they say.
Haunted? There isn't any such thing as a haunted house. That's just superstition.
Well, maybe. Once when Betty Sanford was walking past there at night, she heard a scream and saw something run across the yard.
Ah, oh, just her imagination. Leave it to a girl to imagine she sees a ghost.
Well, she didn't say it was a ghost, but it was something.
Well, I called Mrs. Wilcox, and she said she'd be delighted to have you come over. She was just as nice as could be.
Oh, that's swell, Mom. Come on, Trudy, we better go before it gets any later.
You sure she wasn't angry or anything, Mom?
No, dear, she was very cordial. Now you run along with Jimmy, and I'll finish the dishes.
Okay, Mom. Come on, Trudy.
All right. If you're sure...
And hurry home, children. I want you back before dark.
Sure, Mom. It won't take us long. Boy, this is a break. Visiting the old Wilcox mansion and getting something for the sale, too.
Followed by the slightly timid Trudy, Jimmy leads the way across town to Signal Hill. The sun is dropping behind the buildings of the city as they approach, and the long shadows of evening lay along the street. High up on a wooded hill, they can see the old Wilcox mansion, a tall gray house with a cupola and circular windows that look down upon them like a dozen unwinking eyes. As they turn up the long, curving drive, Trudy suddenly stops and says,
Oh, Jimmy, I'm scared.
Oh, now, Trudy, there's nothing to be afraid of. Didn't Mom call, and didn't she say everything was all right?
Well, yes. Oh, but the house, doesn't it look awful scary?
Well, it is pretty old, but it's nothing to be afraid of. Come on, we'll get the antiques Mrs. Wilcox has for us and go right home.
Boy, the sooner the better for me.
Gee, there sure are a lot of big trees in the yard.
Yeah. They must be hundreds and hundreds of years old.
Oh.
What was that?
Well, a bird, I guess. Isn't that scary?
Yeah, little. Mama, hurry, Jimmy. Maybe it'll be better in the house.
Here we are. I wonder where the doorbell is.
I don't see any. Maybe you have to knock.
Here's something that looks like a doorbell, only it says pull.
Well, go ahead, pull it.
I am. Give me time.
Oh, gosh. What a funny sounding doorbell.
Maybe she didn't hear. I'll pull it again.
Gee, Mom said she was expecting us. Wonder why she doesn't come.
Yeah, that is funny.
Don't keep ringing the bell, son. I hear you.
Oh, Mrs. Wilcox.
That's right, Mrs. Worthington Wilcox.
Oh, I'm Jimmy Collins, and this is my sister, Trudy.
Yes, your mother called. I've been expecting you. Won't you come in?
Thank you. Mrs. Wilcox, as Mom may have told you, the firefighters' brigade is having an antique sale to raise some money, and we thought
You thought that old Mrs. Wilcox, living in this old house, might have some old things for the sale.
Well,
you're right, young man. I have a house full of old things. Everything about this house is old. Very old, including myself. I'm sure we can find something for this, what do you call this organization of yours?
The Firefighters Brigade. It's a group of kids at our school. Mm. We study and practice ways of helping prevent fires and try to get other people to do the same thing.
Well, very interesting. Tell me, young man, do you smoke?
Well, no, Mrs. Wilcox. I'm only 15.
That's a good thing. I detest smoking. Can't stand people smoking around me. My late husband, T. Worthington Wilcox, smoked. The only thing I couldn't stand about him, made him smoke his pipe in the garage. He died 29 years ago this month.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry.
Well, no matter. It was a long time ago. Almost forgotten. Now, tell me, what kind of antiques do you want?
Well, almost anything you have. Old glassware or a small piece of furniture.
I tell you what. Up in the attic, there's hundreds of old things been stored up there for years. We ought to find something you could use.
Well, that would be fine, Mrs. Wilcox.
Oh, you talk, do you? I wondered you were so quiet. Are you shy, little girl, or just afraid?
Oh, no, Mrs. Wilcox. I guess I'm just shy.
Probably scared. Can't say as I blame you. This old house is not the cheeriest place in the world. But I like it. Born here, 78 years ago. Probably die here, too. But it's no place for youth. People who are really alive.
Oh, I think it's a nice place, Mrs. Wilcox.
It's polite of you to say so, son. Well, I'll go up to the attic and look around. You won't be frightened alone.
Oh, no, Mrs. Wilcox. You go ahead.
I won't be long. Don't go away.
Oh, gosh, Jimmy. She is funny, isn't she?
Yeah. The way she talks, it's sort of crazy-like.
Do you think she really is?
No, probably just that way from living alone so long. Gee, what a funny old room this is.
Yeah. All this old furniture and books and magazines. And funny curtains.
Yeah. Doesn't look like it's been cleaned in a million years.
You know, I told her I wasn't afraid. But I am a little.
Well, I hope she doesn't take long. It's getting dark already.
Yeah. Jimmy.
Yeah, Trudy?
You sure there aren't any such thing as haunted houses?
Well, sure, I'm sure. It's just stories people make up.
Yeah, but gosh, I've heard that. What's that?
Oh, that's nothing. It's only a clock. See, in the corner.
I want to go home, Jimmy. Oh, she's been so long. It's getting dark, and Mom will be worried.
Oh, wait a little longer. She'll come down, and I'll bet she'll have something really nice for the sale.
Oh, but Jimmy, it's scary here.
Children!
It's Mrs. Wilcox.
Jimmy! Trudy! Come up here to the attic. I have something for you.
She wants us to go up in the attic.
Oh, Jimmy, I don't want to. I want to go home.
Well, Jimmy and Trudy find themselves in a pretty scary situation. All alone in the old mansion with a strange old Mrs. Wilcox, Trudy wants to forget all about the antiques and run for home when Mrs. Wilcox calls for them to follow her up into the attic. But Jimmy still has his heart set on collecting some choice items for the brigade sale. To learn what happens if and when they do climb the stairs, be sure to listen to the next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here's a message I'd like you to hear. Now, Chief Bob Cody with a special notice for the Firefighters Brigade.
Hello, boys and girls. This is Chief Cody with a common sense tip on how to prevent fires in a place where home fires are very common, the family garage. The garage is often used for storage as well as for the car and the extra things stored there. Old newspapers, lumber, etc., which are likely to be inflammable. Therefore, it's mighty important to keep the garage floor clean of oil drippings and gasoline in order to avoid the danger of a bad fire. Remember, to help fight the hazard of fire, keep the family garage clean. Well, that's all for now. You'll be hearing from me again soon.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's go!
Let's go! Fire! Fighters! Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.